If you're from South Dakota, there's a pretty good chance you know who Russell Means is. But in case you forgot, here's a scene from a 1992 Hollywood film that might jog your memory. In it, Means plays a key role alongside actor Daniel Day-Lewis.
Tell them to be patient and ask death for speed. For they are all there, but one. I, Chingachgook, last of the Mohicans.
Means was not Mohican. He was Oglala Lakota. Means was born in 1939 into the extreme poverty of reservation life. By the late 1960s, frustration over oppression of Native Americans sparked the American Indian Movement. Means was quick to join, and in 1973, he helped spearhead the armed occupation of the town of Wounded Knee. That 71-day standoff included numerous gun battles between American Indians and federal agents, leaving two people dead. As a central figure, Means took part in negotiations with South Dakota's U.S. senators. Here's an excerpt from the WGBH documentary series We Shall Remain, where Means talks with late Senator George McGovern and former Senator Jim Abaresque.
We knew that a put-off, a stalling tactic would happen once there was no threat to any other lives other than Indian lives. You are going to walk away from here and say, after a while, Dokshalo, you know? And we're not going for Doksha anymore. We're not going for later anymore, Senator. I told you over the phone that I bet, and everybody here and down there have bet with their lives.
For the American Indian Movement, that bet arguably paid off. Means called the occupation of Wounded Knee a watershed event in the struggle for indigenous rights.
But it sparked the Indian Revolution in the entire hemisphere. Without Wounded Knee, 1973, there would be no Rigoberta Menchu, who won the Nobel Peace Prize, and there'd be no Evo Morales, president of Bolivia.
Many historians say the American Indian Movement did have a big impact on indigenous struggles around the world. Robert Warrior is the director of American Indian Studies at the University of Illinois. Warrior says Means was a complex and controversial figure who successfully used his mainstream celebrity and tribal identity to advance the cause.
Russell could take up the mantle of people like Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull and others. And he managed to pull that off in a really impressive way across a long arc of time.
Warrior says Means also had his critics. He was accused of failing to pay child support for a number of children he fathered with five wives. And he played a role in the leadership disputes within the American Indian Movement that erupted after the uprising and violence of the early 1970s. Fellow AIM member Milo Yellowhair, who fought alongside Means at Wounded Knee, says in spite of what some critics may say, Means remains a hero to many of his own people.
The one thing that's really clear in a lot of minds of Lakota people is that he did stand up and he did go to jail. He did get stabbed. He did get beat up. You know, all of these things in the name of our own sovereignty and our own justice system.
Means also ran for tribal president on Pine Ridge a number of times and garnered solid support, but never the full majority needed to win. He remained highly critical of the federal government. He joined the Libertarian Party and tried unsuccessfully for the party's nomination for U.S. president in 1988. Means called America's reservation system a type of concentration camp. In 2007, he declared independence from the United States with the formation of a new nation called the Republic of Lakota. Russell Means never strayed far from the fiery activism of his youth, even while landing significant roles in mainstream films like Pocahontas. In 2002, when asked if Native American people were still stereotyped in Hollywood, he gave this answer.
Hollywood hasn't changed. It is the most racist, anti-Indian institution in the world.
Russell Means may be remembered for the fictional role he played as the last Mohican, but it can also be said that he spent much of his real life fighting to make certain his own people never see that fate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.